Welcome to another episode of Before You Kill Yourself with your host, Leo Flowers. I am Leo Flowers. Today we're going to talk about the value of remembering your day versus ruminating about a moment. If you've ever had that experience where you're up at 3 a.m. or maybe you couldn't even fall asleep that night because you're ruminating about what someone said or did, or maybe what you said or did, or maybe because of what you didn't say or didn't do, then you may find yourself ruminating. And that can often feel like tension in the body. It makes us more upset, more angry, more frustrated. And so I want to talk to you about the antidote, which is remembering your day versus ruminating over this one thing that this one particular moment, that thing that really clawed at you. I was at dinner with some friends and someone said something that really bugged me, really disturbed me. And then I was like, okay, instead of ruminating on this thing that was said, let me remember other aspects of the experience. What were the other conversations that were had? Who was at dinner with me? What were the colors, tastes, and textures in the room? How did we get there? How long was the meal? What did everyone eat? And as I began to remember the experience and expand out, it dissipated and evaporated the intensity of the rumination. So a lot of times when we're ruminating, right, about an experience, we are like repetitively focusing on negative thoughts, feelings, memories, typically related to past events or experiences. And it tends to be an unproductive and often obsessive mental process where we excessively dwell on our problems, regrets, and worries without finding a solution. We're just replaying the same loop over and over again. It's kind of like when you watch these detective shows and they're trying to find the killer, and they're watching a video of someone who walked into the liquor store, and they're trying to, you know, hone in. So they just keep replaying the person walking in to maybe they can pick up some new clues. And so that's what we do when we're ruminating. We're just replaying this one tiny clip over and over. We're being obsessive. We're focusing on this one aspect of it all versus expanding out, right? And when we ruminate, it can build up more heightened feelings of distress, anxiety, depression, and these negative emotions prevent us from moving forward because we're just stuck in this loop of negativity, this tornado of torture. And where remembering can encompass a wide range of experiences and emotions, where ruminating tends to narrowly be more focused on the negative aspects. So, you know, I really want to highlight the importance of remembering an experience versus ruminating an experience. But I will say at the end of this, I will also share with you, bonus, the upside of rumination. That's right. There's an upside. And I emphasize this because a lot of times we try to demonize one thing over the other. And what I found is that there's an upside for everything, or there's a benefit for everything if we know how to use it and when to use it. So to do just to expand a bit more on what remembering is, when we're remembering, we're recalling past events, experiences, or information from our memory, but it's often deliberate, right? And it's triggered by like sights, sounds, smells, or thoughts. Where like if you ever walk by I walked by an ice cream store today, and they were doing that thing where they're pumping out the smell of ice cream, and it helped me remember my childhood of being with my mom. I got stung by a bee right under my eye. And I remember going home crying. I was in kindergarten, and my mom got the tweezers, and she got the sting out of my eye. And then we sat on the porch and ate ice cream. I still remember that to this very day. Now, what's funny is it may not even be true, right? Because, you know, our memories are trash. They've shown that over and over again. But that's the memory that I have. But the smell, the sensory experience of the smell of ice cream, it triggered this remembrance of my childhood. And then remembering can also be neutral, positive. It could also be negative. So remembering isn't always a positive thing, but we're going to focus more on the positive aspects of remembering versus rumination for the sake of this, just depending on the memory that's being recalled. And also, memories can evoke a range of emotions from joy and nostalgia to sadness and trauma. So neither one of these in and of themselves are great or good. It's just that when we are up, I really want to focus on that moment of when we're trying to sleep at night, our brains keep playing that same loop over and over of the thing that she said or he did. And we can feel our stomachs tightening up and the space between our eyes furrowing. And we're like, and the worst is when you're aware that you're obsessing and you need to let it go and you can't, right? It just sucks because, like I said, it keeps you up all night and then it messes up the rest of your day. So why do we want to focus on remembering versus ruminating? One, remembering promotes emotional well-being. When we are remembering an experience, especially a positive experience, it can uplift our mood, increase happiness, foster feelings of gratitude and contentment. It helps us to reflect on past achievements, successes, and happy moments that can help boost our self-esteem and confidence. You know, as I shared before, I go to this thing called Toastmasters where I can give a speech. And if you win a speech, they have this thing called table topics, and then they have a thing where you have a prepared speech. And if you win any of those, you get ribbons. And I keep these ribbons when I win in my drawer. And every time I open my drawer, it helps me to remember that I've won something, that I'm skilled at something, that other people found value in something that I've contributed or shared. And so when we talk about remembering, that's the importance of keeping trophies around or awards or your plaques if you graduated from somewhere, or maybe you even create your own. I remember during the lockdown, when we were quarantining, I bought a bunch of certificates of accomplishment. And anytime I accomplished something, I filled it out. And so this was me recognizing me for my accomplishments, because, you know, during COVID, we all, not all of us, but a lot of us got very, you can get down out of your routine and feel like you weren't doing anything. Like, what's life all about here? And the days start to run together. So I got these certificates of accomplishment to remind myself, oh, I am doing things. I am moving forward. I am building something. I'm not just laying around and Netflix and chilling, right? The other reason why we want to focus on remembering is that when we remember past experiences, it allows us to learn from our mistakes, our successes, and our failures, right? This is why I love to journal, because journaling at the end of my day and at the start of my day helps me to remember, you know, what my challenges were. What are things that were successful? What made me laugh? What am I looking forward to? All these things that can encourage learning and growth. And then this goes into the third reason why we want to focus on remembering instead of ruminating, which is it can help strengthen our relationship with loved ones. It can deepen our emotional connections and our bonds. When I remember, I was just, Michelle is my girlfriend of 4 years. And there are moments where I remember, like a week or two ago, I called her and I was like, hey, remember when we first started dating and we were doing X, Y, Z, and we were thinking X, Y, Z, and now look at us. And when Michelle and I started dating, we both drank. And not, not drank all the time, but we weren't opposed to having a drink. And after our first date, I said to her, if we're going to go the distance, we can't drink, because I know how I am when I drink. And I just believe for her, it wasn't the best thing. And for us, it wasn't going to be a great thing. My father drank, and I just have seen over and over again how drinking can really weaken, destroy, deteriorate a relationship. But I've also seen how drinking, can strengthen a relationship. But just from my experiences, and that's what I was basing it on, I was like, if we're going to be together, we cannot drink. And so, we haven't drank. And so I think sometimes in a relationship, you kind of forget instead of remember the growth that you've had and the changes that you've made and how you've both sacrificed and the things that you've done for each other. So it really becomes important to remember those experiences. And I think photos also help with that too. We have photos around the house of trips that we've been on, places that we've been, people that we've met, experiences that we've had. And that really helps to strengthen our relationship, to be like, because when you get a little off course, you go, oh, how do we get back to that? Or have we evolved past that? Where are we now compared to that, right? Which then when we are remembering our past challenges, right, that can enhance our emotional resilience, and which then can help us to instill a sense of confidence in our ability to overcome future obstacles, right? So when we're remembering old challenges that we've overcome, and that can be done once again through going back through our old journals or talking to an old friend just reminding ourselves that, hey, I've been here before. I've been in pain. I've been hurt. I've been rejected. I've been turned down. I've been injured, and I found a way back or through. Sometimes you don't get all the way back, right? Sometimes you don't get back to 100%, but you find a way through. You find a way to a new you on the other side. And then when we focus on remembering versus ruminating, it increases our mindfulness and our awareness. Going back to that dinner, there's so many things that happen in an experience or in a moment that we're not aware of, that we forget about because we don't take time to remember it fully. And when I say remember it fully, I'm talking about what were the sights, the smells, the sounds, the feels, the textures, what was the sensory experience of it? And that's really a great way to help us remember instead of ruminating, because ruminating is in our head. It's mostly in our head, where remembering is more in our body, right? It's more in our senses, and that can help us expand and open up and increase our mindfulness and awareness. You think about a car accident. If you're ruminating, you might just be ruminating on the being hit versus remembering what music were you playing right up to that point? What was the conversation? What was the day like? Was it sunny? Was it raining? Were there other cars? Was there a bunch of traffic? Where were you going? Why did you want to go there? There was Michelle and I went on a trip, and there were two pit bulls that chased me on this beach. And I've shared that story before. And every time I find myself ruminating on that experience, because it was terrifying, right? I remind myself to remember the experience. I remember birds circling above me, the calm of the water. I remember the breeze that came through. There was a tower far ahead, the rattling of a chain. The quiet. I remember how quiet it was on this beach. So there was this and the smell of the ocean. So there, all these different senses and the color of the dogs, the dark black with a little brown, and how one seemed to be more of an alpha than the other. So every time my brain goes back to that moment, I try to expand my sensory experience of the moment so that it can dissipate the intensity of the experience, right? I didn't want to call it the trauma, right? Because it's an experience. Even though it had some emotional resonance with me, I think that word trauma is now just it's just overused, right? The and then when we look at remembering, also it helps us to improve our mental health, and the reason why is because it engages our brain and challenges our brain to recall more information. It's kind of like taking a test at the end of your day. When we're ruminating, it's our brain taking over. Our brain is like, oh, you got some time to chill and sleep. Remember this. And then, boop, presses play and then, you know, starts playing that loop to drive you nuts, right? Where when we are remembering a moment, now we're being more intentional, right? And so at the end of my day, what I typically will do in bed is ask myself, what are 10 things that I remember from today? And now that I'm actually, as I'm saying this to you, I'm recognizing that I need to make sure that I'm including sensory information as I'm sharing versus just, you know, what I ate, where I went, who I talked to, et cetera, et cetera. So thank, you know, that's why I love doing this podcast is as we go along, as I share, I learn ways of connecting with myself and finding my purpose and reducing my pain and just feeling more connected to you all. Now, as I said, there are benefits to ruminating, right? There are benefits. Now, while ruminating is generally associated with negative outcomes such as increased stress, anxiety, and depression, there are some benefits, right? One is it can help us problem solve. Remember the example I gave you earlier of the detective, you know, watching a video of a man walk into a liquor store, replaying it. She may find, at some point, she finds something in the replaying and the looping of that where she goes, oh, the shoes. Or did you notice he grabbed the door with his right hand and not his left? We're looking for a left-handed killer, so he's not the guy. Whatever it is, ruminating can indeed help us to problem solve. It can help us to discover something about the situation, about ourselves, or about the other person that we may not have recognized in the moment. It also, rumination can help us process our emotions, right? To make sense of what we're feeling and the pain and the angst. And I'll give you an example of this where if someone says something or does something that bothers me, or if I'm bothered by something, this can help me dig deeper into what I value, into what my purpose is, right? Because someone can, give you an example, somebody can bump into you and you not care about being bumped into as you're walking down the street. But for somebody that can, they can bump into you and it throws you off. Like you can, it could upset you and destroy the rest of your day. And so that lets you know, like maybe you value space or you value being seen. You know, you didn't feel seen. Like how could this person not see me? Or maybe it taps into, you know, a feeling of inadequacy or whatever it is. Our emotional response is an opportunity for us to re-explore our values, which then could be a motivation for change, right? When we're ruminating about past regrets or mistakes, it can serve as this catalyst for self-improvement where, you know, we don't want this to happen again. So what changes do I need to make? It's almost like when I was a kid and I got into a fight and I got beat up, I immediately started taking kung fu lessons to learn how to box. Like I was ruminating and replaying over and over the fight and how did I not see the punch coming? And it was so embarrassing. So it helped me to improve myself and improve my confidence and my skill level and learn how to defend myself, but also how to attack if need be, right? And then the beautiful part of rumination is self-reflection, where when we're ruminating, we're up 3 o'clock in the morning, it can facilitate this moment of introspection, allowing us to gain a deeper insight into our thoughts and our beliefs. Like, what do I really believe? Why is this bothering me? Because sometimes something keeps you up because it shatters your idea of something, your belief in something, your ideology, and now you find yourself on uncertain ground. You're like, wow, this whole time I thought we were this, or I thought they were that, or I believe this, and then, you know, this happened. That shatters my belief. You know, there's so many people who walk around like everything works out for the best and life is wonderful and beautiful. And then, you know, tsunami strikes, the economy breaks down, inflation is up 1,000%. They get abused, kidnapped, whatever happens in their life that shatters, you know, like a lot of little kids, that's why they're kids. A lot of kids look at their parents as being invincible. And then, you know, when the parent gets sick and infirm, they're in the hospital and then they die while the kid is still a kid, it can dramatically shift how the kid sees adults and how the kid sees life, right? At that moment, the kid is like, wow, life is fragile. Adults aren't as powerful as they thought they were. And they may not even be able to protect me. So now I have to protect myself. That kind of thing, right? Or you lose trust in adults, where you might be a kid who has been taught to respect authority, and then you're abused by someone in a position of authority, and then that shifts your idea of what adults are, and it shatters your trust of people, but also maybe shatters your trust of yourself. So when we are ruminating, it can be an opportunity to get introspective, and once again, this can be very challenging and difficult to explore on your own, which is why, you know, you call the 988 number or any of those numbers I list in all the show notes, where you can chat, talk, text to anyone that can help you, that will talk to you. Get a therapist, get a coach, talk to somebody that you trust can, you know, help you gain insight. But the other part, and the last part, the benefit of rumination is that it can spark some creative inspiration, right? Where you're ruminating about this thing, and then you go, oh, this would make a great scene in a movie, or this would make a great story for a book. Oh, I'm not the only one going through this. I might create a product so that other people don't have to experience this kind of pain. So it's really important that even though these benefits exist, they can often be overshadowed by the detrimental effects of excessive or uncontrollable rumination, such as increased psychological distress and impaired functioning and sleep. So beware of, am I ruminating? Am I remembering? And what does the situation call for at this moment? So it's not about always remembering. It's not about always ruminating. It's about knowing where you are and what you need and how to go from one to the other, right? To summarize this, reflecting on the past can either be a lantern that lights the way forward or a shadow that darkens the present. It's not about dwelling in the darkness of rumination, but finding the guiding light of remembrance. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Before You Kill Yourself. I hope this episode was a guiding light for you. And if it was, please take 7 seconds to share it with one other person. Remember, this podcast is not a substitute for calling the 988 or any of the other 800 numbers. You can chat, talk, text, or go to thrivewithleo.com for one-on-one coaching with yours truly. Let's get to tomorrow together.